Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. Treasury futures opened higher after Chinese officials were said to be reluctant to commit to a broader trade deal demanded by Washington. Benchmark US yields are currently supported at 1.52%, while UK gilts holding at 0.43%. The Japanese government bonds gained briefly as BOJ maintained their bond purchases. Oil futures edged lower after losing 5.5% last week. Federal Reserve announced on Friday that they would extend the overnight and term repo operations through October in an effort to reduce volatility in the markets. The effective Fed funds rate fell to 1.83% from 1.85% last week. The reduction of this operation is also expected to be gradual when Fed decides the time to stop. Prospects of a Brexit deal faded after talks between the two sides stalled and European leaders cast doubt on reaching an agreement in time for October 31. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson doubled down on his commitment to leave the EU by 31st October, regardless of a deal. The relative calm of emerging markets last week is set to change on the basis of renewed trade tensions. The US and China are set to restart high-level trade negotiations in Washington on Thursday and Friday, with investors skeptical of a breakthrough as President Donald Trump battles Congress over its impeachment inquiry. Before that, the investors will look for clues in Jerome Powell's speeches on Thursday and Wednesday about a possible rate cut in the October FOMC meeting. The odds of a rate cut have significantly risen after weak job growth and manufacturing data last week. The next week is expected to be a busy week in bond issuance post-opening of markets in China. Thai Oil is expected to issue 10 and 30-year bonds, and POSCO is expected to sell 500 million of 5-year bonds. ICBC Financial Leasing's investors' roadshows are already underway. Similarly, in India, Bharti Airtel and HPCL Mittal have started roadshows and hired banks, respectively. ONGC has set up a 2 billion bond program, while IBK, which is Industrial Bank of Korea, would start roadshow for issuance of 3 and 5 year bonds from October 4th. In the MENA region, Darar Khan, the Saudi real estate company, is expected to raise a US dollar benchmark size long 5 year fixed rate senior unsecured sukuk. And the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is also expected to return to capital markets for a sukuk sale. Mutual funds with exposure to Indian local currency bonds have found it difficult to exit the NBFC sector exposures as liquidity has dried up in the system that threatens everyone from individual investors to conglomerates with money in the funds, underscoring broader risk to policymakers already grappling with an economic slowdown. RBI's recent rate cut might not be sufficient to revive the economy unless there is enough confidence in the underlying strength of the broader markets by investors. Corporate investment grade rated Asian dollar bonds have outperformed higher yield bonds as concerns about global growth re-emerged and underlying treasury yields retreated, with continued uncertainty on trade and the world economy. We see this trend to continue as investors look for the high returns that the corporate investment grade have delivered of 11.3% as compared to the high yield at 10.9%. That's it from our side. Have a great day.